This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Demai, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Halokeach peiris mimi she'enei nemen ala maisreis, v'shokach la'asron, v'shoy aloi b'shabes, yoichal al piv. If a person bought produce from someone who is not trusted to tithe and forgot to tithe it before Shabbos, on which it is forbidden to tithe, and then asks the seller on Shabbos if it was tithed, he may trust the seller's answer and eat it on Shabbos, since people are scared to lie on Shabbos. Choshecho motzoi Shabbos lo yoichol ad she'aser. As soon as Shabbos is over, he may not eat from it until he tithes. Lo mitzoi amar loy acher she'enu neman ala maisus mu'usrin hein oichol al piv. If he could not find the owner to ask, but someone else who is normally not trusted told him it was tithed, he may eat it on Shabbos. Choshecha moitzei Shabbos lo yoichol ad she'aser. As soon as Shabbos is over, he may not eat from it until he tithes. Trumas ma'aser shel demai shechazru l'makaymai Reb Shimon shezui oimer af b'chol shayaloi v'oichloi al piv. If Trumas ma'aser was separated from demai and then fell back into the rest of the food, thus making the entire mixture forbidden to anyone other than a kohen, Reb Shimon shezui said that even during the week, one may ask the Amoraim if it was really tithed before he sold it, in which case the Trumas Ma'aser of the Demai was unnecessary and does not forbid the mixture. And you could trust him to eat from it, since he is not suspected to lie about Trumo that has already been separated. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Demai, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis. Hamader eschaveiroi sheyoichel etzloi vu einu maminoi al hamaisus oichli mai v'shabbos harishoina af al pi sheinu maminoi al hamaisus ubovahad sheyoy melo mosrin hein. If Reuven makes a neder requiring Shimon to be his guest, but Shimon does not trust Reuven to tithe his food, then Shimon may eat there for the first Shabbos after a wedding in order to avoid Reuven's animosity, even if Shimon does not believe Reuven, provided that Reuven tells him explicitly that the food is tithed. U'b'Shabbos sheni'o af al pi she'nada mimenu hanoyo lo yoichol ad she'aser. For the second Shabbos, even if Reuven makes a neder, Shimon may not eat there without tithing. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Demai, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein Adam Tzarech Likreis Shem, L'maiser Ani Shel Demai. Reb Eliezer said that Maiser Ani need not be separated from Demai, since an Am Ha'aretz generally separates Maiser Ani. V'chachamim oimrim, koi rei shem, v'ein tzarech lahafresh. The Chachamim said it must be separated to remove the possible prohibition of tevel, but one may then keep it for himself, since the poor cannot prove that it is owned to them. And that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Demai, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Mi shekara shem l'trumas ma'isa shel demai u'l'ma'isa ani shel vadai lo yitlem b'Shabbos. If a person separated trumas ma'isa of demai or ma'isa ani of definite tevel, he may not send them on Shabbos even if there's an Erev. V'im haya kohen o ani limudim le'echol etzloi yavayu v'yoichlu ubavad shiyodiyem. However, if the Kayin or poor person are accustomed to being his guests, he may invite them over to eat from it, provide that he tells them that he is giving them what is theirs. That's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Damai, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey. Ha'omer lemi she'enay neman al ha'maisers, kach li memi shehu neman, u memi shehu maiser, enay neman. If a person tells a messenger who cannot be trusted on tithes to go and buy food for him from anyone who tithes, the messenger cannot be trusted to do so. May ish plaini hare ze neman. If he tells the messenger to buy from a specific person, then he can be trusted. Holach likach mimenu, v'omar loy lo matzosiv, v'lekachta lecho ma'acher shehu neman, einoy neman. If the messenger comes back and says, I could not find that person, so I bought from someone else who is also trustworthy, he cannot be trusted. He's einoy neman. That's the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas Damai, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. Hanichnas le'ir, ve'enoy makir odom sham. Omar, mikan neman, mikan meiser. Armaloy echad ani, einoy neman. If a person comes to a new city where he does not know anyone and asks around, who here tithes, who here can be trusted? And someone says, I am trusted, he cannot be believed. Ish pleini neman, hareze neman. If he said, I am not trusted, but that other person is, he is then believed. Holach likach mimenu, omer loy, mi kan meicher yoshan. If the newcomer then goes to that other person to buy tithe food and asks him, who sells Yashan? Omar loy, misha shilochachla etzli, afa pishahain kigoyim linzeze, hari elu nemonin. The other person answers him that that person who sent you to me, even though it might seem that they are scheming together, goyim lin means they're scheming together, they can still be believed. Now, Yashan refers to the previous year's grain, which becomes permitted only after the Korban Omer is offered on Pesach. And that's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Damai, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. Ha Chamorim, Shenichnesu Lo'ir. Omar Echad, Shali Chodosh, Vishal Chaveire, Yashan, Shali Einai Mesukun, Vishal Chaveri Mesukun, Einan Nemonin. If two donkey drivers come to a city and one says, my grains are Chodosh, but my friends are Yashan, or he says, mine are not tithed, but my friends are, he is not believed. Reb Yehuda Aymer, Nemanin. Reb Yehuda said, he is believed. And that is the end of Mishnah Zayin.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.